USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump appearing at a town hall event last evening and asked about why he never issued a national mask mandate to combat the spread of coronavirus.
The concept of a mask is good, but it also does, you're constantly touching it, you're touching your face, you're touching plates. There are people that don't think masks are good.
During the ABC town hall, President Trump also said minority communities are suffering the most when there is not proper policing.
They suffer more than anybody else by bad police protection. We have to give the police back the authority to stop crime.
Hurricane Sally now starting to dump heavy rain on parts of the Gulf Coast as the storm nears landfall. Forecasters say the rain totals could be measured in feet over the course of the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
The city of Louisville, Kentucky, agreeing to pay the family of Breonna Taylor a $12 million settlement after the 26-year-old, a paramedic, was fatally shot by police in her home in mid-March. After officers burst in, while she was sleeping, they were using a no-knock search warrant in a drug-related case involving her boyfriend. The attorney for Breonna Taylor's estate, Benjamin Crum, says it will also include promised police reforms in that city.
The historic $12 million settlement, which, as I understand, is the largest amount ever paid out for a black woman in a wrongful death killed by police in America.
The Air Force revealing work on a next-generation fighter jet secretly built and flown in a full-scale flight demonstrator. It wasn't expected for years, but officials say it could move into production pretty soon. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Activist comedian Jon Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000 square foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.